Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Peace, a podcast bringing peace to your neighborhood through the airwaves, powered by the International Peace Youth Group. Here at The Art of Peace, we aim to create a platform where we can have discussions with people from different backgrounds and organizations to help foster mutual understanding and promote activities that are building sustainable peace in our communities. Welcome back this morning for another episode of The Art of Peace. My name is Matt, and I'm your host here on the show. This week, we're going to be taking a look at some of the work that the International Peace Youth Group is doing in New Zealand, with particular focus on rap that some of the young adults have been working on, and I think it's really, really awesome, and I can't wait to share that with you. As well as that, we're also going to be looking and discussing an event that they hosted over the weekend. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend and colleague at the International Peace Youth Group, Elekana. How's it going, man?
Oh, thank you for having me. Pretty good. Feeling good. How about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. We're really excited to have you here and to talk more about the peace rap that you guys have been working on. So before we start talking about that, how about you tell us a bit about yourself? You know, how did you start getting involved with the International Peace Youth Group, and how long have you been doing it for?
Awesome. Hi, guys. My name is Elekana. I have been with IPYG for about 3 years now, going on to four. About myself, I've had a passion for mental health, and it's something that I'm currently doing my studies on in university. And so how I got through to IPYG was I had a good friend that invited me to one of the events, and it was just there that I saw the work of peace that IPYG was doing, not only here in New Zealand, but all over the world, and just seeing the change, bringing people together, that I saw all for the purpose of peace. And then it was just something that, you know, sparked the inspiration for me to want to join and to be part of this work. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's really great. And, you know, I think a lot of us have that same passion for this work. I mean, you know, peace is such a huge thing, and here we are, you know, volunteering our time to try and make a bit of a difference. And so it's really cool. And I've listened to the song, and I think it's, you know, really something special. So how about you tell us a bit about it? So, you know, how did it come about, and what sort of inspired it?
Yeah, so we were given a project to make a song, or sort of, with a bit of content per expressing peace. And at the time we were given this project, drill rap has just come about, and we were discussing this, and we thought, man, a little bit more about drill is that, you know, it's a type of rap with a lot of violent content in it. And so we thought, man, why don't we just try and make a song, make a rap song, maybe a bit of drill in there. But rather than having, you know, violent content, it'll be for peace instead. So it's like the total opposite. We mentioned, you know, some, you know, violent things here and there, but that was just to portray sort of like what to not do, or how beautiful or how awesome it'll look like without it. So we came together. The boys are very creative in their writing and you know, their poetry. So, and we also had some of the other boys that do a bit of productions as well. So it just pulled through with everything, lyric wise and the production. So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to run this project and to have it done and have the final piece done. So yeah,
that's really cool. It's sort of like a compare and contrast, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
You've got like the, you know, a lot of what the situations are like or can be like now, and then what it can look like. You know, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be something different, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's really cool. And I know that this this rap in particular was sort of showcased to people for the first time on Saturday at the Peace District event that IPYG did. How did it feel to have that sort of, you know, let loose?
Yeah. It was actually a really, obviously it was a good feeling for us as, a project like this, or, you know, us producing a song like this was, it was amazing because we didn't see it the way that it came through. And it's, it's something that we hardly see or hear in regards to this particular genre of music. So I was very proud of the boys and their efforts, and I could see it in their faces as well, how proud they were of themselves, you know, with the outcome that we received, and you know, that was showcased. So it was quite rewarding to see that as well for ourselves.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you like to introduce the song to the listeners? Give it the introduction.
All right. Here is a Peace District song. I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, just have fun and hope it really inspires you to, you know, to do the work of peace in your own way, wherever you are. So I hope this goes out for you guys.
We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture, chuck them in the bone and let's get mixing. Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture, chuck them in the bone and let's get mixing.
Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture, chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing. Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture, chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing.
When I'm thinking of peace, it's spitting these bars, we're going so far. We got the need for the stress to be at ease. And the goal with the checkmate, you surah. Some have some holistic views of a chase. Some men that might figure it's same. But what can I say? The news is the same again and again. It's climate change. It's a gathering height over years and years, and evidence is clear. If Mother Earth saw what's here, then she, yeah, she would cry an ocean of tears. Looking down on the world from a bird's eye view on the world. Seeing all the hurt in the world. Seeing all the stress in the world. Asking for the blessings to save our world. Trying to heal our world. Climate change. Need a better place. And right now, let's make a case. Let's be one and clean up this garden. We all affected. Yo, I'm not asking. Hold on the gas and ease of the passing. PPCWP's in this crowd is starting.
This is what we screaming. Knocking on doors like a missionary. Busting it down like a mercenary. We coming through your home to grip the chrome and hit your dome. So everything you see, my bro, has gone slow-mo. And I'ma do that again and again. Cause I'm that insane. And I'ma do that again and again. Cause I'm that insane. A young Uso fallen victim. Another two a broken system. Every night you hear the gunshots. What common day white side?
Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture. Chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing. Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture. Chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing. Hey, we want peace on the district. We'll be remembered for what we did. Bringing no more ops on the block. Just stocks on the block into all them beatings.
Right.
Maybe peace is still on its way. Get the stereotypes rolling away.
Unto you, what you wanna do, make choice of the ooze, and that is the only way.
Bring on real peace, my G's. Got a strategy for a PYT, hey. So don't be afraid of any stereotypes, cause if it's better, gonna change my G.
That's right.
Love never fails. Gotta put the money in it for it all to be nailed. It ain't that hard. Even if the vision may look a bit far. Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture. Chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing. Peace in my hood and peace in my district. We'll show them how we kick it. Article 10 plus NZ culture. Chuck them in the bowl and let's get mixing. Declaration of peace and cessation of war. Solution that's given just to end all wars. But here in New Zealand, it's the end of being bad. Or that every individual finds pretty hard to handle. Example, mental health shocks we have really high rates.
Climate change rate, that's another debate.
Cultural diversity, hand in hand, we're conquering glory. Doesn't it feel insane? The legislative peace campaign. We on their call to run their vote on peace. Like a tough red peace, we are one.
Wow, that was really awesome. Thank you so much, Elekana, for coming in and sharing that with us and introducing it for us. That was really cool.
No worries. Thank you for having me here.
It's been a pleasure. Up next, we're going to be talking about the South Auckland Peace District Initiative that IPYG launched at a special event on Saturday. And Elekana, you're actually at the event, and so I'd love for you to stick around. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure thing.
Awesome. So we're going to talk about that next, but first we're going to have a quick song break.
We were born ready, ready to be free, chasing every thrill we could see, with our eyes steady, waking to a dream, aching to be thrown in the ring. If nothing comes easy, as long as we're
never get enough. Cause we're only here this once. Cause if it's bad.
Welcome back. That was Cruella with their song Enjoy the Ride. One of my personal favourite songs that I've been vibing to quite a lot, as the youth would say. Now that we're back, we're going to talk about the Peace District initiative that IPYG has started off over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So a bit about that, a bit about the Peace District is that it was modelled off an initiative for peace run by the International Peace Youth Group in South Africa called Peace My City. And with it, various communities have used it to identify zones that may be struggling with various forms of conflict, and then that transforms them into peace zones, and that can be through practical things like cleanups, sports, arts, and workshops. So that was South Africa. Why South Auckland, Kana? Could you maybe give us a bit of insight into that?
Yeah. So South Auckland is home to more than 30% of Aucklanders and has some of the highest needs across a number of important areas such as income, physical and mental well-being, education and employment. And also many IPYG New Zealand volunteers are from South Auckland as well, who want to give back to help their communities to overcome these challenges that they are facing themselves. But South Auckland is, we thought to start at South Auckland because, you know, of these needs. But ultimately, Peace District will spread, you know, after launching in South Auckland, it'll spread out to the whole of Auckland and ultimately aim to spread out to the rest of Aotearoa.
That's really awesome. And I think it's really important, you know, that we are looking out for each other in our communities and in whatever situation that we may be in, particularly in the face of, you know, last year we had COVID-19 and that was, you know, it had its, all of its various nuances that we had to deal with, things that we had to adapt to. And I know a lot of people really wrestled with particularly mental health and here at the Art of Peace, and that's sort of one of our big focuses is talking about mental health and that sort of thing, and raising awareness of a lot of the work that people are doing in that. So some of the activities that IPYG will be doing with the Peace District would be stuff like regular volunteer activities, mental health workshops. I know that there's a sports day in the pipeline, which is going to be quite exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
as well as peace walks and other creative projects as well. And it's something that we really want to, you know, do to give back to the communities, I feel. You know, and as you say, this isn't just, you know, something that is just only for South Auckland, but this is something that will spread to not just all of Auckland, but all of Aotearoa.
Yep, definitely.
You know, it'll be cool when, you know, that mindset shifts. And one of the biggest things I find, and I'm sure you find this as well, is with the peace work, you know, a lot of people, you know, they think of peace and they think of it as an unachievable dream, or they think of it as a, you know, oh, it's too big or it's too hard. Well, I guess one of the perks of being young people is that we can just go, well, yeah, it is, but challenge accepted, you know.
Definitely.
And that's something that I really love about this, you know, work that we're volunteering with, is that it is something that is, you know, to a lot of people, way bigger than what we are.
Yep.
You know? But through these sorts of projects, practical projects, you know, you can make differences.
Yeah.
And that's something that is really, you know, practical and exciting.
And it's also just a, just starting off to just putting the work into it. That you know, that's the catalyst of how peace can be achieved. You know, I had that mindset, that same mindset as well. Like, how can it be possible? It's such a big thing to achieve. But actually, you know, after, you know, like I mentioned, after that realization, attending to, you know, the previous events, it sparked it for me. It's like, what I saw was, you know, we can do it. It's achievable. We saw the evidence, you know, in the work that's been done around the world. So, yeah, it definitely can be done. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that I'm quite excited to see, and it's something that we'll obviously be following. So, yeah, let's look forward to what will come about from it. Awesome. Well, that wraps up this part of the show. Up next, we'll have the warm fuzzies, like we normally do to wrap up. But thank you so much, Elakana, for coming. I really appreciate having you here to share about, you know, the peace wrap, as well as the event that we had on Saturday. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be on the show, and I'll definitely see you around in the field.
Yeah, most likely, most likely. Before we conclude with the warm fuzzies, we're going to break to one last song. The song is called Chasing the Sun by The Wanted.
I'm better, so much better now. I see the light, touch the light, we're together now. I'm better, so much better now. Look to the skies, give me life, we're together now. We've only just begun, hypnotized by drums. Until forever comes, you'll find us chasing the sun. They said this day wouldn't come, and we refuse to run. We've only just begun, you'll find us chasing the sun. Chasing the sun. I'm never down. Lying here staring up and you're looking down. I'm never down. Live forever, forever with you around. We've only just begun. Hypnotized by drums until forever comes. You'll find us chasing the sun. They said this day wouldn't come. We refuse to run. The sun. You'll find us chasing the sun. You'll find us chasing the sun. You'll find us chasing the daylight's fading. We're gonna play in the dark till it's golden again. And now it feels so amazing. You see it coming, it will never grow old again. You'll find us chasing the sun.
And we're back with the warm fuzzies for today. I wanted to share an article that I was reading the other day about a mass garbage collection that happened on Rangitoto. And this is a part of a nationwide beach cleanup. In March, about 150 volunteers took part in a special rubbish collection on Rangitoto Island. And this place is something that you would expect it to be pristine. You would expect it to be, you know, really well maintained. And you know, like, as Kiwis, you know, we have this reputation of being clean, green Kiwis, you know. However, a huge amount of rubbish was found there. And considering that this is a predator-free island, an island where the native birds in particular can sort of have sanctuary, it came as quite a shock that just how much rubbish was found. However, it's not all bad news. All throughout March, many volunteers have gone over there and helped to clean this up, to help restore it and to keep it safe so that the New Zealand native birds that we have there can continue to be safe and not have to worry about choking on cigarettes and plastic and all that sort of stuff. I hope that this can be, you know, something that, you know, this is a reputation that we have, you know, it's something that we're famous for all around the world, right? And it's something that we take a lot of pride in. But when we see this sort of thing, we must always remember we got to keep at it. So that's everything from us this week. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, and we'll see you all next week. You've been listening to The Art of Peace by IPYG. Special thanks to our peace family at the International Peace Youth Group and Planet FM Public Access Radio who make this happen. To get involved with the peace work, or if you have any questions, you can hit us up at IPYGNZ on Instagram. Join us again next Monday at 9:05, or visit the Planet FM website under the Art of Peace page to listen anytime, anywhere. Until next time, peace out. Could I?
You throw it.